Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ice water turn Atlantic, night calling in a phantom. Told them, don't you panic, took an island, felt the mansion.
Welcome back, everybody.
Drive a coupe, Leroy's mad at me.
I'm not mad. No, you know what? What are we doing? Let's go.
You guys wanted the following cameras.
It doesn't follow.
No, I didn't.
It doesn't follow. I think you have to reset it when you come back.
Maybe.
So let me see. Settings. Do I go?
You're becoming a real Scorsese over there. Good for you, dude.
Whoa. Whoa, what's going on here? What just happened?
What the hell was that?
Bug. Look. Look at him. Dude. I was kidding me. Look. What are you talking about? It was a bug, dude.
I think he won that round, if I had to be honest.
Go over to Jim Gray and be like, Leroy, what did you think happened there? Bug really seemed like he got his range going. Let's get some cat talk here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius part of play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Leroy's mad at me.
You suck.
Why is Leroy mad at you?
Very inconsiderate.
Is there a reason why?
He didn't give him a Celsius.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I'm sure it's not like he put only his in the freezer or something like that.
That's exactly what happened.
Look, okay. Whoa! Let me defend myself.
When I brought apple, whoa! I brought apple for everybody. I bring me an apple.
Nice. He bought you Pam Chang's.
Look, dude, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All about Toby. You know what, D? Get him.
What?
Get him! It's your fault.
What do you mean?
Tommy's going to start. The lunchbox.
My wife texts me. She goes, I spent my whole lunch break looking for Tommy's lunchbox. I put it in the cart.
Huh.
Not my fault.
Huh.
Did what I had to do. I made my sandwiches.
Okay.
Gave him his sandwiches. Now all of a sudden, it's my fault that it didn't go through. Mm. Matt Barnes
is
a lovely kitchen.
Did you put mayonnaise on it? Is that how Dan Day says it?
Mayonnaise.
Do you put mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
I can't say.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not.
Listen, I will say this. The thing about people in New Orleans is, you know what they're saying while not understanding a word. And they use English language very loosely in New Orleans. So that's how some can end up being mayonnaise.
Based off what you told me and what Dan mentioned last week, the reason why they're so loose with their language is because they're probably drunk.
A lot of alcoholics in New Orleans. There's no doubt.
Did you guys see the Panthers, by the way? They're in action tonight, taking on Toronto. Look, what else can be said that hasn't been said? The Panthers need this one. All right?
I'll say.
Don't lose. Can't really. It's not a don't lose. It's
don't lose.
Can't lose.
Can't lose.
Can't lose.
Please don't do that.
What?
How many more games are
there? I was talking
season?
To the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't on. Lose.
Let's see. How many games in hand?
What?
What are you doing, dude?
It's a traffic cone.
I really wish somebody could get Brooks Koepka to figure out where does this hate for Aaron Ekblad.
Can we see?
I don't
from?
Understand that.
Leroy, can you make a call? Do you know golfers? Do
what
all
did
golfers
I just do?
Know each other?
Leroy's already lost. He's now into the tech game.
Oh, gosh. This guy.
I was trying to do my camera.
Can't lost. Unmute. You,
dude, no, your camera is good. We see you. You're perfectly set up right now.
You look beautiful.
What did I do? I need to get back out of this.
Oh, no.
This is great.
Do you need help, Leroy?
It really should just be behind the scenes of Leroy Horde trying to get his camera to work the right way.
I love it.
It's a delight.
That's good radio.
Yeah, Panthers in action, 7:30 tonight. You, of course, can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Tomorrow, they have the Montreal Canadiens. So, look, right as we speak, the standings are Panthers currently...
Ooh. Three points back. Yep.
Oh, that's a win. That's just one win.
3 points back.
No, it's not.
No, it's
two wins.
I actually don't know anything about
this. 2 points for a win.
All right. There's one big win and another little win. Now, is what I meant to say.
The Penguins don't have any games in hand.
Oh.
They don't have any games in hand.
Yeah, so they're in a bad position.
So that's good. Back even on this. The Penguins last night lost to the Red Wings 7-4. So... Red Wings did the Cats solid, but
nice.
you got TCB.
How are Red Wings doing the Cats a solid when you out there giving up 7 goals a game or whatever?
Nah. Well, they beat the Penguins.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah,
help yourself. Help yourself. Help yourself. I got
help you. Help
yourself. Well, need this one, Cats. We'll be watching. We'll be watching intently tonight. Also, other headline. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not looking at
worst
you.
Worst critic comes next.
I'm looking at that cold-ass can of liquid refreshment.
It's good to J-Fix flavor. Flavor.
Wow,
dude. He didn't bring none for none of us.
What is going on here?
The betrayal.
Wow.
I'm hurt.
What? Thought I hit the dump button.
You know
there.
What? Only child. That's how you can tell he's the only child.
What do you mean?
Yeah. No sharing. All about Tobin.
I walked in. I got this giant water at the gas station. I grabbed a Celsius, too.
I brought Marco's apples.
That's true.
I will bring everybody today. Celsius to the stadium
how much
tomorrow.
He loves them.
So here's the funny
but
thing.
But I know Leroy doesn't like it. So
here's the funny thing. Sure. She brings the little, protein pack or whatever.
You're judging
right?
Me. Yeah.
He eats the candy part of it and throws the rest away.
Okay. Hear me out. Look, pretzels... bum ass, but it's okay. I'll give them the other.
You like pretzels?
I love pretzels.
I hate pretzels.
I like pretzels.
-1.
Pretzels are stale bread.
All right, dude. Let's calm down.
They are.
No. Yeah.
Unless, yeah, of course, they're wrapped in hot.
Are you talking about the big pretzel?
No.
No, stuffed pretzels.
You're talking about snack pretzels.
Yeah.
Also delicious.
No.
What? Why'd you even ask?
Little minis.
Look at a little mini right
I like the bigger ones.
Look. Those are terrible.
I don't like pretzel nuggets.
Oh, look at that. Boom, baby. Back on top.
These are yum.
No, they're not.
Man.
Pretzel rods.
Yum.
Ooh, big fan.
Big fan.
Pretzel rods. Big
What's
fan.
What's a pretzel rod?
Big stick of pretzel. Mm.
Are those the ones that have like chocolate at the end?
Chew on it like your Bugs Bunny.
I don't
Bunny.
Like those.
Wow.
I don't like pretzels like that.
What do you like, dude?
I like honey.
What do you like that's not made on a Traeger?
There's those big pretzels. Wrapped around a hot dog.
Okay, that's also something that's technically could have been made on a Traeger, though.
That was like, made on a Traeger.
Because it's got a hot dog on it.
It's more
like,
hot.
What do you like that doesn't have meat? Like, love. Because I think everything else you could kind of do without. You're like, snacks.
Side
ice cream.
Dishes.
I like peanut butter eggs.
Macaroni's overrated.
Love peanut butter eggs.
You're a child.
And I love playing Russian roulette with Valentine's Day candy.
I have seen that. I've seen your family do that.
Wait, how does that work? What?
So you go and get the biggest box, of course, after Valentine's Day. You don't buy it before Valentine's Day. They ain't suckering me for $40 for all this candy.
Solid.
But you go to the little table in Publix, it's like you get it for like $9. Mm-hmm. And you take all the stuff off the back that tells you what kind it is. And then you sit around with like 4 or 5 people. And then you have to pick one for the person next to you. And they have to eat it. And you hope that you get the reaction. The best reaction is when they go with the chocolate that's filled with that cherry juice with that floating cherry.
That's gross.
So, or the like creamsicle cream in the middle of the chocolate. Or the licorice. Whoever decides to put chocolate around licorice, you need to kick the sharpest of rocks.
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Still touring?
I'm not sure, actually.
Lil Wayne's going on tour.
Is he?
Yeah.
With who?
Just himself. I don't know. Who knows? Mm. They always go with someone. I don't know any information.
Wow. All right.
Leroy, would you go to a Lil Wayne tour? He's from your stomping grounds.
He is from his stomping grounds.
Even though I love all of his music,
yeah,
I would say, in all the other concerts that you go to, they're usually entertaining. So that's what the difference between pop and like R&B and rap is that when you go to a rap concert, it's about the music. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't carry over. Whereas a pop star, it's an whole event. It's a show. So there's a lot of other things besides the music. A lot of times rap is just the music. So they don't bring dancers. They don't do like MC Hammer did. MC Hammer had such a production on the for all of his concerts that was crazy.
I'm sorry, I keep laughing at what happened during the free.
What?
I'm sorry.
Did you see, by the way, have you seen a lot of the players, Leroy, getting pissed at this idea that they're trying to flex Thursday night games now? Don't we already?
I get it.
We realize this product already sucks, right?
It's the worst.
It already sucks. Right, football.
But here's the problem, okay? And this is where I wish the league and the players would try to figure something out, because the salary cap is going up X amount of dollars every year. That's partly because Prime spends $1 billion a year for that Thursday
they
night
do.
Game. The Thursday night games last year sucked.
They suck.
Oh, but again, everybody wants the money that $1 billion brings. But in fairness to everybody involved, if you want that money and you want that increase of your salary and everything, instead of complaining about it, let's find a better solution. Because they would have to agree if they were Amazon and had paid for those games last Thursday, you'd be like, no, thank you, I'll pass.
John Mara, the Giants owner, said that he says this is abusive to fans. Like, people make
their plans. Here's what I would say. I would say that there has to be a way to do it, in that you either always play the Thursday game coming out of your bye and you work something out that way, or you go from, you know, you have to figure out a way to tweak the schedule so that you can make it happen. But
nobody, here's the thing. Nobody's guaranteed games being exciting. Like, that's the thing.
Right.
You're not guaranteed exactly. A game is going to be good.
Right, exactly.
Sorry to Lex Luthor for paying a gazillion dollars and you can't guarantee it. Like, you know.
Well, no. But those games they gave
me
were.
Lex Luthor.
Sorry to Lex Luthor. He can guarantee my hot chocolate getting here in a day, but you don't get to guarantee that Jags Broncos is going to be good.
But he paid a lot of money for crap games.
You order hot chocolate.
You're not guaranteeing they're going to be good.
Guess what? So did ESPN. Welcome to the games, Peter Pan. Grow up, Lex Luthor. Guess what? So is Monday Night Football. They hated it for years. Oh, Monday Night Football game sucks. Eat it.
And then they started putting better teams on it.
But are they always good? No.
No, but that's different, though. To have good teams and play a bad game is different than the crap teams.
Here's the difference.
Yes.
You bought the shortened week game. You wanted to get into the game, okay? You weren't allowed to buy a team. Okay, so what did you get? We invented Thursday night games every week. It sucks. Guys can't rest. Guys aren't ready to play. You know, Teron Armstead's putting himself together with duct tape every single week to go out there and play football. And this goes, let me flex him some more.
I would say
people are mad at Tua because of brain health.
I would say this: there has to be a way to fix it because everybody wants the money. So let's not make it sound like everybody's that upset. Yeah, you're upset playing Thursday game, but when they tell you how much your salaries go up, then you start thinking about it.
Yeah, but do most, like, I'll be honest, like, as most NFL fans, they like to treat the games on Sunday like almost a ritual. Like, everyone, okay, once in a while, I'll do a Sunday night game, one Sunday night game a year, one Monday night game a year if my team's good. You know, this whole, oh.
Keep in mind, it used to not be that way. It used to not be, like, if you sucked, you ain't going on Monday night. Now they changed that. Everybody gets prime time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means periodically on that Sunday night, you're going to get a couple
of snaps. Now they're going to probably take those away. Like, that's what I think they want, is they want to take away the crap teams and they want to flex some good teams. They want to give people multiple Thursday night games. Come on.
Okay, well,
it already stinks.
Sunday night's not that big of a deal.
Sunday night's not a big deal. I'm talking Thursday. Thursday night.
How are you going to, like?
Stinks. It already stinks. You can't unstink a bad idea, okay?
You do it every day.
That's not true.
What are you talking about?
That's not true.
Come on, baby. You got to live a little, baby.
I don't do that.
No, that's true.
I don't do that.
That is what you do.
If you use that voice, you can kind of unstink it.
Yeah.
Come on, just live a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
A little sweetener.
Come on. Dade Sousa, they call Leroy Lex Luthor Vandross. Shmita Chmelnik says Tobin is T-Rex Luthor.
Point for Twitcher.
We can't say nothing on this show. I mean, like, is he locked and loaded?
Stunt Steve says that's a great Tobin impression. Not gonna love Stunt Steve.
Wait, is it
I got a good Leroy impression while you were gone.
Did you?
It was not good.
Oh, it was kind of good. Let me tell you something.
It's terrible.
How in the world do you expect?
Listen to him when I say this.
That part was good.
How do you expect, brother?
This guy's a jackass.
Idiot.
Come on, that's kind of good.
You rallied.
You know what? It's my sneaking move.
Let me tell you something right now.
That's the move right there.
It's the leaning in and out that I like.
Yeah.
The cadence is a little off. But
first of all, you practice this, dude?
First of all. You practice this, dude?
Hey, somebody told, you know, somebody said to me, have you ever made it to the second of all?
Point
for
Lee. It's also right up there with your other trick, which is let me ask you something and then you just make a statement.
Oh, yes.
Wait, so we roasting Leroy now. Right? That's what this turned into.
Not for nothing.
With all the sports going on.
Shmeeth and Schmaltek says that impression is a few decibels away from HR.
By the way, we live with HR. We good.
Do we have an HR?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was John.
There's an office.
I don't know. That's, I mean, John seems to have a lot of gigs. John's literally the guy where you have like a lot of hats. He has to change his hat from HR.
Right.
I saw him fixing the vending machine the other day.
No way.
He wasn't fixing it. He was trying to get free stuff.
I love shaking the snack machine to get free stuff.
One time I had a dangling participle on the thing. Like I paid and the wheel turned, but my bag was hanging on to the thing. I got in a football position, put my mouthpiece in, and hit it, and like five candies fell on the
bottom. Barry University Thompson Hall vending machine, vulnerable.
You got the scouting report on the vending machine?
You shake it a couple times, you're going to get some free stuff.
Why you treat the vending machine like a big girl at 2 o'clock in the morning at the club?
I just know the one that'll give you the free snacks, and that one was vulnerable on campus.
I want you to go on campus, do a tour, and then have us.
We should do it after a show one day.
Yes. Hey, I want to see all the spots.
My question, so you remember back in the day, the soda machine, when I was a kid, you could just put your hand in there and just grab one, except the only thing that was left was Tab. We used to drink the hell out of Tab. They go, you know, I don't have no sugar. It's free soda. Reach up and in there and get it.
Try doing it with this machine.
Look, I'm telling you what, the things, like, it's amazing the depths people would go to not to lose one can of soda. Right? Like that thing is
they're trying.
Then the door opens.
Did your daughter end up in a crane machine?
How did this happen?
What?
We went to one of these little game rooms or whatever, it was a birthday party. And so we're there and you know, there's cousins everywhere. Because, you know, you give them the things. They go play the games they like. For some reason, I don't know why kids like to do the little grabby game.
They love the crane game.
So I was walking by. I saw like three of them. I look over. Did that toy just move? like, get your ass out of there! What are we doing? She's like funneling stuffed animals to all of the cousins. Meanwhile, they didn't even care. Ooh, the bear. They just left my poor daughter in there. Oh, like, God. Come on. We're like, we hold her, trying to get her.
She's like in the crime scene. They left her behind for the cops.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm like, she doesn't know it. Like, she just thought she was doing her cousin's.
How did they get her out? Did she get out of the hole?
She just walked out.
Oh, I thought they had to like bring the guy with the crane. They had to open it up.
You had to win her. Put a dollar in and actually get her with the crane.
Like, what is wrong with you guys?
Speaking of, it's Dave and Buster's month right here.
Ooh.
All right, back in time for Hoops Tournament Hysteria. We've got your chance for a $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's. Go to WQAM.com and enter on the contest page. If you win, you can go to Dave and Buster's with your gift card and have a party. All on us and Dave and Buster's.
Always beware of the guy who shoots Papa Shot and has to take his shoes off.
Yeah, we're talking to you, Robbie.
We're talking about you, Robbie.
Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Time to get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship! Rats off a ship!
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Time to get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
But before that, hey, Panthers fans, we partner with Coke Florida to help send you to a hockey game. Listen to Hockey Crowder each day for your chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Panthers game and to qualify for a chance to win a special fan experience that includes two game tickets with seats on the glass and a chance to take a few laps around the rink on the Zamboni. I want to ride the Zamboni.
That thing doesn't move very fast.
I don't know. Have you ever been on one?
No.
I feel like it
might
hums,
be like 7 miles.
Hums probably a little bit more than you think it does.
No. Now I got to find out.
Top I think speed. It does. It
guesses? Doesn't. Top speed?
7.
7 miles per hour. That's
12.
That's pretty good. Ooh, 12. We're getting into double digits?
10.
10.
At the most.
Did you do prices right on me?
He did prices right to you. 9 miles per hour.
He did prices right me. Those courtesy of our friends at Coke Florida, your local Coca-Cola bottler. No purchase necessary. Contest details and rules found at WQAM.com.
Speaking just of the whole process of what a Zamboni has to do, it can't go fast.
It's cleaning the ice.
It's cleaning and laying down new water. So you can't do that fast?
Is that what it does? I thought it just brushed.
Oh, you're an idiot. Why do you think it's so smooth? How do you think all the cracks and stuff get smooth?
The brush.
They scoop up the ice, lay down more water. The water freezes. New ice.
No, it can't freeze that quick, dude.
No, it's true. It is water.
Oh, my God.
They're skating on water.
That doesn't make sense.
I know. It didn't
sound silly. We haven't even started.
Who should know? Who should know more about hockey?
You're silly.
The white dude or the black dude?
No, I think you sound.
You are wrong.
I think you're wrong. I know there's water there, but I think it's just a cleaning mechanism.
They lay water down.
I think you're wrong. I think it buffers it.
Zamboni do.
I think it. And then, like you're cleaning it, like a car wash.
I think it does both. It says Zamboni is a mechanical ice resurfacer. It works by scraping the ice surface and collecting the snow, like I think you just said. Next, it cleans, and I put it in quotes, the ice by putting water down, which flushes the grooves deep in the ice, loosening any dirt or debris. So then does it replace
So it
ice?
Sounds like I was right. It sounds like you're not. Wait, it doesn't magically make new ice, dude.
They lay water down.
How is it going to freeze that quick, dude?
Because
how is it
going to
freeze that quick?
It's thin. It's thin.
No. No.
Dude.
No. You're so wrong on this.
I do a show with an idiot.
No,
you have no idea. You're so
somebody
wrong.
Get me the Zamboni driver at the Panthers Arena.
They lay down a thin sheet of water,
dude,
and they keep doing it. And the water's.
Where's Doug?
If you drive a Zamboni, 305-567-0560. I need a Zamboni driver right now.
What do you think?
305-567-0560. I bet you the dude who's at like the ice den, the cold.
Wait a minute. You basically make it sound like they have a union.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, I really hope somebody
it's
calls.
Two dudes all in South Florida.
Rats off a ship is postponed.
Postponed.
Hey, what's up? What is this guy? Marcos, what's going on, dude? What's with the phone?
All right, so I tried to call because I was going to be.
I knew it!
Well, then it was playing through the speakers, and I panicked.
Minus one.
Why? You
know, your bit execution. Great idea. Poorly executed.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Minus one.
What, are you going to talk like somebody from Minnesota?
I was going to be like,
you know what?
Yeah, this is this is Chuck from Minnesota. Yeah, that ice is there just cleaning. Dude, no. They lay down. How do you think they fill
you
the cracks?
You think it freezes in time?
Yeah.
No, it cleans.
No.
Like, you're just getting the dirt up. Dirt, snow, soot.
So how do they smooth the ice?
Just getting the stuff off. The dust up.
You know, if they did that period of, they would have no ice.
You know what Luke Bryan said? Kick the dust up.
Okay.
No.
Do you understand? If they kept shaving the ice, it would be no ice.
That's thick, dude.
Huh?
It's thick enough, dude.
How thick is ice?
It's enough for three periods.
No, but they don't keep... So you're saying each period from them shaving the ice is actually thinner.
3/4 of an inch.
Yeah.
3/4 of an inch?
Yep.
They're laying down more water, dude.
Nah.
They can't keep grinding it.
Dude, it has to last for like three periods. Not a big deal. An hour of ice, and then I'm sure that what they do is they'll re-ice it after the game. Can't freeze it in intermission.
They scoop up all the stuff and then lay down water and it freezes.
It cleans it.
No.
No. You're wrong. No. You're wrong.
No. Why would you need ice clean, dude? You ever tried to clean an ice cube?
That's how they do it.
You ever actually tried to?
Saying
the water that goes down freezes with the temperature of the ice surface.
It can't freeze. Not cold enough.
Fills the cracks. I'm telling you.
Guys, wrong.
If you shave the ice.
Yeah, fills the cracks.
Hold on.
Fills the cracks.
560, you're on the air.
How you doing? I used to drive the Zamboni with the ice then for about 10 years.
Let him talk.
Yes, I did.
No coaching.
Okay, go ahead.
Please tell us the process, sir.
All right. So this is what they do. They lay down the water and it freezes, and that's how you get your ice. But before that, there's a blade under the machine. It scrapes the ice and it sprays out cold water to flush out the cracks, and then it lays down warm water behind it to make your clean ice.
Wait. So wait, the warm water freezes?
All of it freezes.
Nah,
yes, it's RO water, reverse osmosis water that's heated. It's hot.
Wow.
So when it comes out, that gives it that glossy look and nice and shiny. Under the ice, there's lines and plates that are runoff chemicals that keep the ice frozen, so it will freeze.
So when one is a Zamboni driver, what kind of maintenance does one have to do on that Zamboni all the time?
Yeah, you need oil changes?
Actually, there's more to just driving the Zamboni than it just spinning the ice. So, you are in control of the blade of cutting the ice. It depends on how you turn a knob, and depends on how much you turn it, you lower the blade, you cut a certain amount. Now, I believe from, I think NHL, I think their ice is, I think like at an inch or just under an inch thick for game days. Practice facility at the ice is a little bit thicker because there's more things going on.
Do you did you ever make it to the show? Did you ever get to cut at a Panthers game?
No, but I do know the guy that runs the show. I did all their practices at the ice then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was just wondering, did you ever get the call up? Is that guy, do you see him and say, that guy's a better Zamboni driver than me? Or do you feel like you could have done just as good with the opportunity?
Yeah.
I could have done it with him, but they pulled somebody that would spend there a little bit longer. They pulled him with him to the... But when I did leave, I did get a phone call from the Minnesota Wild to go and have the opportunity to cross over.
Oh, wow.
The big leagues.
Attaboy.
That's our expert.
What was your name again?
My name's John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the expertise, my friend.
Thank you, John.
And you support Leroy.
Yes,
listen,
sir,
I'm wrong.
Guys. Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
Listen, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
Wow.
Expert opinion.
You're wrong.
That's what I said.
No, you still never quite said. Yeah. You never say it. I was off on that take.
No. I said when you're wrong, you're wrong.
I need you to say your name when you.
No, you didn't say. You go when you're wrong. That can apply to anybody in this building.
What's true?
No, we want you to own it.
No,
I said.
No, wait. Let me tell you how angry you got to me, dude. You think they put water down and it just melts? It just freezes right then and there. Like yes.
I don't really think it makes sense, though.
Why not?
Seems too fast.
It's so thin.
You know how long it takes to freeze an ice tray?
No. It's a cube.
Different ice,
for example,
though.
This Celsius. I put the Celsius in at 10.
Yeah.
All right? Came out at 12. Still not frozen.
Wait.
Wow.
Here. Did you not listen to the whole reverse osmosis and all that stuff?
Oh, he did say that.
It's such a thin layer of ice. It can melt right away. It freezes right away.
Even
you know
with
what
reverse
it's
osmosis?
Like? You know what it's like?
Celsius
is
thin.
I'm going to give you a perfect example of what it's like.
It's no calories.
How long does it take to frost a mug?
I'd say a good frost. I'd give 5
2
minutes.
Not even.
Ooh, man.
Because you dip it in the water. You put it in the freezer. Same exact theory. Mm. The It's so thin.
I want to test this. I want to test this during the break. I don't think it can freeze in 2 minutes.
That's true. What? We can get a glass cup.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a glass cup. We're going to go put this in the freezer. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. I don't think you're going to have, I think you're going to have a wet glass.
Okay. All right. As soon as we go to break.
As soon as we go to break, dude.
As soon as we go to break. Because
I kind of feel bad. Like, John didn't ever get the chance to do the Zamboni at the game, dude.
I know.
Dude.
What?
The that's great like, Zambino. What?
That's like, the what?
The great Zambino. Wow.
What? We have just Adele today.
What's going on?
We're really
mailing it in.
I don't feel like we are mailing it in.
No, you have been terrible.
That was great
today.
Journalism.
You've been terrible today.
What do you mean?
Because you weren't even close.
How was it great journalism if you don't even agree with what you think, just
wait,
said?
So they start off with...
Hold on.
No. They start off with about an inch of ice, which is that. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be about an inch. Now, keep in mind, they're going at it with blades.
I was unaware of that.
No, I'm talking about the skaters.
Oh, the hockey players, yeah.
Right. And you think they shave down to the blades and keep doing it that way?
Yeah.
There would be no ice left.
Well, I know that now, thanks to John.
Thanks to John.
When you're wrong, you're wrong.
He's a good guy.
Well, we're going to go frost a mug. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.